This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Volatility was the word of the day on global markets, all more or less tied to fallout from Brexit. Investors around the world, big and small, were hand-wringing about what might happen as the long, drawn-out process draws out. Many are looking for safe havens for their cash. Hence, we've seen the price of gold shoot up, and we'll get to that in a minute, and a big move into bonds. The yields on government bonds hit record lows in the U.S., U.K., and Japan, as part of what's being called a flight to safety. From the Marketplace desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman gets us started.
Flight to safety. Okay, so regular people out for a stroll might think tornado shelter before they think U.S. government treasury bonds. But that's what international investors are thinking right now, with the future of Europe and global economic growth so uncertain. And why U.S. treasuries? Analyst John Canale at LPL Financial says it's actually because a former safe haven isn't anymore.
Investors for years have been seeking safe haven in the London property markets. So if you lived in Greece and Russia, or if you lived in Japan or China, you viewed a safe haven as owning a piece of real estate in Mayfair or Kensington or Chelsea or somewhere like that.
Then the Brexit vote. The British pound falls and UK real estate funds are in trouble. For investors, not so safe anymore.
And they looked around the globe for the next safe thing. Despite the problems that we have in this country, people view U.S. treasuries as the ultimate safe haven.
One effect of all this is to drive U.S. interest rates down even more, explains Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
You know, if you're a homeowner, it's a great time to look and see if you can't refinance and save some money because mortgage rates are down. The bad news, you know, if you're retired, you know, you want to hold short-term money, then you're looking at lower returns, lower interest.
Now, the flight has been to many countries' bonds, not just those of the U.S. But, says Canale,
we actually have positive yields. So, in other words, if you give the U.S. government your money, they actually give you something back. Whereas in Switzerland or Japan or Germany, the opposite happens.
Their bonds have negative interest, which is why U.S. treasuries are a safer safe haven than all the rest. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.